All right, one of the best parts about a Monday is we get to catch up with Jamie, who is...
Jamie Jane!
Yay!
Last treatment tomorrow?
Or is that today? Is it today or tomorrow?
No, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow? Okay.
Last treatment tomorrow, and then we're ringing a bell.
I don't know if I'm going to go like constant ring or like three rings. I've been thinking about this. I don't know how I'm going to do the ringing.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Like, what's the
protocol?
What's the
here?
Protocol?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been thinking about this day for 5 months.
Yeah, of course.
And I just can't wait for it to happen tomorrow.
We already got a text. Good luck tomorrow, Jamie.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, already?
Already.
Already.
Oh, thank you, everybody.
Yeah. So things are good. Getting ready for tomorrow. Feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good because it's like the last moment before you get the drug again. So I feel like myself and... Mm-hmm. I'm just like just so excited. This has been such a journey. I just remember looking out the window in February at the barren tree and thinking if I could look and see leaves out there and sun shining, then I'm going to be in a better spot. And that's true this morning.
You spent some time with family over the weekend, didn't you? Were you in Pittsburgh this weekend?
Yeah, I was in Pittsburgh this weekend. My dad always invites my husband to play in a golf tournament. And I, at the beginning of this, didn't know if I was going to be able to go and if I was going to be able to go to the little party. And,
you look so happy.
And I felt okay. Yeah.
You look so
felt...
happy. And you were with your dad, the picture with you and your dad, man. It was just great. I just loved it.
Yeah. He and I were dancing to My Girl, which we danced at the wedding. But the song, you know, I Will Survive from the live band came on. I went to town with that.
Oh, I know you
like, I will survive.
I know that's right, Jamie Jane.
And so the podcast continues as well. And we've got a new episode coming or out.
Yeah, my passion project, my journey, Angels Along the Way, is with, we talked about this on Friday, with this consultant that we all know that's in our orbit at WJR. We talk to her all the time. Her name's Jennifer Mefford. And I interviewed her at the auto show and had no idea she was going through something that I'm now going through. And so we chatted about it. Listen,
I had no idea you two were going through something very, very personal. And tell us about it.
Yeah. So in September, our whole kind of story started, and I was diagnosed with invasive lobular carcinoma, which is a different type of cancer than you have. And it functions a little bit differently, but our whole journey with cancer really started in September. And I say our because, you know, my family's in it with me, just like your family and
100%.
Your friends. And, you know, everybody's in that journey that's in your circle. With lobular carcinoma, it's you and I have talked about this. You know, I think we're told, you know, our whole lives as women, right, that, you know, you're always trying to feel for lumps. You're always trying to, you know, get your mammograms, but always do your self-breast exams. Lobular carcinoma does not make a lump. So it grows very differently, which really, in essence, is just different. So I think when I first had this diagnosis, because I couldn't find it anywhere, like I was like, I don't know anyone that has this kind of cancer. Is it more serious? Does that make it harder to treat?
Were you like me? I thought it was just breast cancer.
Correct.
And I had no idea there were these subtypes. And then I started doing a little bit of Googling. I'm like, well, great. Mine's really aggressive. And I got really scared. Did that happen to you too?
Yeah, it really did. Because I had no idea that I thought, you know, when you get breast cancer, you find a lump or they find a lump in a mammogram or it shows up. So with lobular cancer, it grows more flat. So it's been explained to me by medical team that it's, if you think about it, almost like an octopus where it has a tiny little head and then all these tentacles that grow out flat, makes it really difficult to see. Mammograms generally don't pick it up. And that was concerning to me because I didn't even know, one, that there was more than one kind of breast cancer, but two, that a mammogram wouldn't see it.
So that makes, you know, people listening saying, well, how do I protect myself? Because you were doing all the right things, just like I was. Like when you turn a certain age, you start with the mammograms and you were getting screened more frequently than me, actually.
Yeah, I was. So, you know, very dense breast tissue, a history of breast cancer in my family. You know, interestingly, the folks that had breast cancer in my family don't have this kind. So it was completely spontaneous, not genetic, not hereditary. And so I had no idea that it wasn't that I wasn't doing all the right things, just that this was even an option, that this could even happen to me. So, dense breast tissue, they didn't see anything. I got callbacks all the time over probably the course of 15 years because of the tissue. They would see shadows, they would see cysts, everything, every callback, ironically, was in my right breast. My cancer was in my left.
I mean,
I know, right?
The ironic parts of this are just everywhere.
Wow.
So I just like, I'm so proud of Jennifer Meffer because she's a private person, but she, you know, heard about me, heard about this like podcast and how we're trying to help people. And she's like, I want to help someone. Maybe they have lobular breast cancer, which is a little bit more rare. And I want them to hear my story. And it's just, it's so great.
Was there something that Jennifer shared that, you know, gave you hope, Jamie, or changed the way you're thinking about your own journey?
Well, sure. She's farther along than me. She's already had the surgery and she's more in surveillance mode now. So yeah, I want to get to that point just like her. I want to be like Jennifer.
Okay.
Well, again, first of all, what a scourge. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's so terrible. And the fact that you do all the right things and still it goes undetected. Mm-hmm. And still there's another version and still there's another way that it can manifest and you do all the right things. That's very scary.
It is scary, but I hope the message isn't, well, then let's not bother with mammograms or anything.
They
know so much right now. They're doing everything they can. You have to keep up with your own surveillance. Even if you don't have history with your family like me, you just got to keep going because the earlier you find it, the better, obviously.
And Jamie, you know, if someone has just received a cancer diagnosis and they're feeling overwhelmed today, what would you want them to hear?
That this is the worst time. This is the dark time where it's really, really scary. But there are some brighter days ahead and you will feel better once you start actually fighting it and you have a plan and you start treatment. I swear. I promise you. That's the message.
Okay.
We did get a text. I don't remember if we got this on Friday when we spoke, but from the 586 number, I was going to ring the bell at Bruce Hills Golf Course yesterday for Jamie. Either somebody stole it or the course removed it.
Hey, I like the message, though. A for effort.
That's right.
Rod in Plymouth, Jamie's bell moment. We're all so excited for you. Yeah, we're
you
so
guys,
excited.
There's going to be a video. You're going to be able to see it. But I just
can't wait.
I can't believe I'm at this moment.
Wow.
I hope that brings hope to other people. And I have, Lloyd, been getting messages from people like, my friend just got diagnosed and I told them about your podcast. And hopefully that's the purpose of the podcast, that it's going to help some people.
Yeah, well, but I told you from the beginning how this was going to turn out, didn't I?
You did.
I did, and I continue.
But you
to think
also
that.
Said the Pistons were going to win the NBA championship.
Oh, but God didn't tell me that. That was me. I'm flawed.
That's right, Lloyd.
All right, you want to cry this morning, Jamie?
Oh,
sure.
Go.
Okay. Godspeed and good luck, Jamie. You are a true hero and super brave. You really uplift a lot of people with your program.
Oh, that is so nice.
And we got to go.
I just really appreciate. Honestly, I appreciate everybody. I got cards to the station. I get emails. I get messages like that. And I hear you. And thank you so much.
Yep. We love you, girl.
We love you. We can't wait for tomorrow. Go get them.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Wear your pins.
We got it.
Got them. We got them. All right. That's Jamie Edmonds. We'll take a break. Monday Munchies on the other side with a twist. It's next on JR Morning.